Okay, we're starting the halachas of Birkas Halavanos Mano. The halachas of Birkas Halavana, which of course is part of the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. So,
what is that?
Birkas Halavana, Kiddush Levana.
Oh, sorry.
Kiddush Levana. So they are very, very interesting halachas. Let's start. Ha'oel Levana b'chidusha, somebody sees the renewal of the moon. Mevarich, he makes the following bracha, Asher b'ma'amorei b'orosh chokim, as printed in all Sidurim. Ve'ein, like says the Gemara, ein lekadosh ha'chodesh, ela b'layla. You can only make that bracha in the night, when it's dark, ve'eish, shalavonos erachas, that the moon is shining, ve'nainin, and you enjoy and you benefit ma'oira from its light. Okay, so that's the halacha that you make a bracha on the renewal of the moon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, women, what about women? First question Mishnah Berurah discussed about women. Do women say Kiddush Levana or not? They don't. Indeed. There is that halacha over here, which is explained in Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Aleph. Haroi noshim pturis melekadosh halavana. Women are exempt from Kiddush Levana. And have a mitzvah hazeh shemagoma because it's time bound mitzvah. And va'af, and although the kol mitzvah shemagoma noyagin noshim mekayimus mivachas, and although generally speaking, women do fulfill the mitzvah shemagoma, they will make a bracha on, for instance, on Ashkenazi women. That's right. Ashkenazi women will make a bracha on matzahs, on dalet minim, on Ashkenazi women. They will generally make a bracha, although it's time bound. Here it's different. The Kiddush Levana they won't do. Mikolmok mitzvazu en tzorch lekaima, they won't do. Mishum dem gom mupgam alavana, because they caused the decrease of the moon. Now, just the actual concept of it being time-bound, because they caused the moon to decrease. Pgam alavana.
Isn't that the Medrash?
Medrash, yeah, which Medrash?
With the sun
and
the moon.
Yes.
What's that got to do with Medrash?
So, I don't remember it. We looked into it last time, and it wasn't clear. I don't remember exactly. There was, for some reason, I think Eli Rabbe perhaps. What is the Hem Gom Upkam Alavono? The Medrash says. What do you remember of the Medrash? What does the Medrash say? The Medrash says. Yeah. To Shtein Shtein Melachim Meshtam Shemekesa Echot. Yeah. We looked into it last time. Reb Gideon, do you remember what the Pekam Alavona was which was caused? I don't remember. Somebody said a good pshat in it. Yeah, we can try. It's a good idea. They caused the decrease of the moon. So therefore, they don't bring it. I'll try to look into it. If there's a Magen Avraham over here, perhaps it's just worthwhile looking at Magen Avraham. Is there Magen Avraham here at Shulchan Aruch? It will be Chel Ore Chaim. Well, on Siman Tov Chavav, depending on which. It's the name of the Shlach Kodesh, it appears. Let's have a quick glance. Very end of this chelik, perhaps. Let's have a look. Tov Chavav. Yeah. That should be good. The Magen Avraham. In the name of the Shlach Kodesh. Oh, it looks like it. Do you know what? It might just be the beginning of the next chelik, together with the Chas Pesach. It looks like, yeah. Might be. Yeah, it is. Okay, good. So what is that medrash? What is the Shlach Kodesh? Yeah, it's the Magen Avraham over here on the side.
doesn't explain though.
No, it doesn't explain the Shulchan Aruch. No, I do not know. I remember that we had a pshat last. Something about the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, either way, what is certainly also needs to be investigated is why is that... Pardon? Yeah. Okay, boys, that's going to be homework. Let's try to figure out over Shabbos, yeah? What is the connection between... Yeah, but that's... I was thinking about that, but what's the Shaychus? And therefore... What would be the connection? Because they called it Pekam Alavona. Tehem Gom Pekam Alavona. I think maybe it was Barry who said something. He might have been art. Okay. Either way, what is the... There's a bit of a question of you. What exactly is the pshat in it being a time-bound mitzvah? Why is it time-bound? Is it really time-bound? You could argue that it is not considered time-bound. Because, what is really happening in terms of the moon? Yeah, so what is normally time-bound? When we speak about time-bound, what does it normally mean? Yeah, so it's not, it's because it's time, generally time-bound means that it is time-bound because it has to be on the 15th of, yeah, we eat matzah on the 15th of Nisan, it has to be that day. We shake the lulav on the 15th of, that's what's considered time-bound here. It's not really like that. It is just, for technical reasons, it is visible at a certain time. It's not really that it has got to be on a certain date. It's not so much that. Is that when there is a Chiddush Alavona, and you could argue that it's not completely time bound. It's depending on certain factors, and perhaps it's not completely time bound.
Why is that different? That Tzitzis Uri Sois, only when you could see it. You don't see it at night.
No, but the Mishnah says that it's a semen for when it's day. It is. I mean, the mitzvah is when it's day. How does the Torah call day? When it's visible. When it's just the definition of daytime. But if it's really dark outside, you're not going to see a potter when it's a very dark day. You're not going to see this potter. It's just an explanation. What is day? Okay, leaving that aside. Women, Taka, will not say Kiddush Levon. And in fact, they're makpid not to say Kiddush Levon. I know they mustn't say Kiddush Levon. There's that element as well. You will not find a woman who will say, or a girl who's going to say Kiddush Levona, even if she's got the time, and even if she... I know there is a minigib in that women won't even look at the Levona. I know that some women are makbet, some women have got a minig not to look at the moon. They won't look at the moon. There's such a minig. Yeah? Yeah? Is that something? Yeah? Okay, so... it might also have to do with the causing the Pekam Alavona, but I just don't remember exactly what the point is. Shlach Kodesh. Okay. What about a blind person? Cholil, a blind person. Can you say... And that leads us to an important discussion, really. A blind person who is visually impaired and cannot see the moon. Can he still make Kiddush Levona? Yes or no?
No, because you have to see it.
You've got to see it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is in the first wide line, Sum echayv b'Kiddush Levona. Sum is obligated in reciting Kiddush Levona. Why? Ki brocha zu nisken al Kiddush HaOlam. Because this brocha is made and established for the Chiddush HaOlam. It's general, universal, global change that is happening. The moon is renewing itself. So therefore, v'gam hu ne'ne aliday, and he also enjoys the benefits from the rejuvenation of the moon. Others see it, so he's being benefited from that. So he can make a bracha.
Yeah, I thought when you make the bracha, you have to look up and see the moon.
Yes, good, good. Very good question. And you're quite right. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah does continue and refers us to the Achronim and to the Bialocha. That at the end of the day, the Bialocha seems to paskin that he should, you're right, he must be able to actually visually see the Levon, and if not, he can't make a Bocha. So there is very much, your argument is a correct argument. And the Bialocha seems to paskin at the end that a blind person shouldn't make a Bocha. Okay, now, what is there an issue if is there an issue about the clouds? Clouds covering it. Can you make an issue if there's clouds? You don't.
I know the US when we go and if it's cloudy, you don't do it.
Okay, you don't do it. What if it's partially clouded? A break, and then you have to be able to see the entire moon only partially.
Nene,
what does Nene mean?
I don't know what the Shira is saying.
What is that? What does it mean to benefit? You've got to, are you only benefiting if you're seeing the entire moon, or are you also benefiting if you're seeing some of it? Some of it. Okay, let's see how the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel. Venene me'oiro, dehainu, meaning be'es shezichoso nikeres al gabe kaka. It must be shining enough. It's shining, nikeres, recognizable, al gabe kaka, on the floor. Otherwise, again, tebrocha is established on enjoying, benefiting the light of the moon. If it's not visible on the floor, then it's not enough. It's not enough. Im niskase halevon, that's generally the case though. No, good.
It's,
yeah, because of the air, what's called light pollution, but I think on normal circumstances, the moon will shine all the way to the floor. Now, point number two, im niskase halevon be'ovim, if it's cloudy, now, im ha'av dak v'kolush. If you look carefully at those words, im ha'av dak v'kolush. If the cloud is thick, im ha'av dak v'kolush. If it's thin v'kolush, and if it's a thinner kind of cloud, shaniris halavanu mimenu, and the moon is visible through it, v'neneba, and you benefit some. You benefit from it. But if the cloud is thick, you do not make a bracha. So, this point over here is, you've got to ensure that if there's cloud, which a cloud is not so strong, it's a bit more like see-through cloud, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can make a bracha. If it's so thick that you can't see levana through it, you won't make a bracha. But, well, I think there's already a very important chiddush over here. Because what it's said over here is that, you know, sometimes you can see the moon behind the cloud. You know what I mean? It's not thick, but you can see it's like a grayish kind of. That's okay, make a bracha. And that's, I think, unlike common practice. You wait until it's completely clear, you don't have to. What's considered of and what's considered duck. Yeah, perhaps. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's see-through, you can make a bracha. If you started making a bracha, and after it gets all covered up by clouds, what do you do? Start making a bracha, and then it gets covered up. It's okay. You've seen, good, that's right. After it gets covered up, you complete the bracha, despite the fact that now it's not visible anymore. Unless, if you, when you started already, it was actually covered, then you can't make the bracha. Vuadin, continues the bialocha, the Mishnah Berurah, Vuadin, im yesh mosach bavtil beinu lebein halevona. If there is a glass between you and the moon, if there is some sort of glass, Hadin gamkin k'moilin in avim, that's like clouds. Tim ha-mosach shu dak v'kolosh, if it is thin and see-through, sha'ovim enu oir alevono, and the light of the moon shines through it, ad shu ne'enim emeno, until you actually benefit from it, from its light, v'yochel ha-hakim en advorim shem nikorim le'alevono, and you can recognize and read things because of the light of the moon. So although there is, yes, there is a glass there, but nevertheless, yochel v'yochel v'kim eke bochem. But if the glass is pretty thick, you do not benefit from the light of the moon, and you cannot make a bracha, because that's a bracha. Okay, so we are seeing over here. Yeah? No, it sounds like it's fine. It sounds like it's a chatchila. It doesn't sound like it's a b'di'evet. So that's the Shaitzian brings it mamash clear to a to. It says clearly that is the halacha of a glass. So really, gentlemen, what would be the halacha if you are in a house and you want to see through the window, closed window? Leaving out the roof element. Leaving out the roof element. You know what? It's in a... how can we have a glass without a roof, Shaila? Imagine it's a glass, but let's leave out the roof. Let's leave out the roof.
It's better on top.
Okay, so there is another problem about roof, but leaving out the shine of the roof, just the actual element of going, watching it through the window. So, you're right, normally there's a roof, and I'm leaving out the shine of the roof now. But just the fact that he's seeing it through the window... It's fine. That's the chiddush here. That it is. And the earlier poskim, were initially manufactured, the glasses, and then it was a shayla so they can make kishvana through the... It's, you know... Yeah, it's Yeah. It's a bit different that Shaila, but yeah. Glass is a problem. So I know that in Brist they were makbit, but I believe, so I heard in Brist they were makbit, but generally it's perfectly in order. Perfectly in order, yes, it's perfectly fine, obviously. You can make a bracha through the for some of us it's actually more of a question. You can't really make a bracha without the glasses. you can end up making kishvan lamp post, you know. Yeah, so being in the building may have another problem. To be in a building may be another problem. But let's differentiate that for a moment. Yeah, because there is something about being in a building and in a roofed area. So leave this out for now. But the shaila of making a bracha through a window, through a glass, that we're seeing now, is fine. So if you've got a glass, but there's no window, there's got a glass or a window, but there's no roof, we're learning now that it's fine.
Oh, there's no roof.
Yeah. So roof, the roof aspect is another shaila. Wait for that. Exactly. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So, Okay. Now the Bialoch has got an interesting shaila. What if you make a bracha of bracha to Hashem lekenu melech olam mechadesh chodoshim instead of Hashem mamori bracha shechokim? Interesting, Shaib. You got it completely wrong over here. Bialachi asked, what if you said, Boch ato Hashem elikenu melech ha'olam, mechadesh chodoshim. Wrong bracha. So interestingly, the Bialachi paskens, that could be a yoytze b'dievet. Because it's in line with the context. So although it's the wrong bracha really, but yoytze b'dievet. Okay. What is it called? Not a magnifying glass, but a not a telescope, but a
binoculars.
Yeah, can you make it run through binoculars?
I suppose you can if you can say it through glass. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Although it changes the size. I mean, it's glass is just binoculars, something different.
Then when you can see the levana better, but you're not there from the light.
You don't know, that's interesting. So you're not going to benefit. You're not benefiting from it.
You see the object.
You know, as opposed to when you're looking through glasses, then you still get the general benefit. Uh-huh. binoculars? Yeah, so I don't know, I don't fully understand it. Shlomo Zalman says he wasn't convinced you can make a bracha on it. And I don't fully understand it. He says that it's not the normal vision. It's not the normal sight of the moon. So I don't exactly understand what's the difference, because really, technically, it's not very different than glasses. I don't exactly understand I don't exactly know the technicalities of binoculars, but surely it's not very different than glasses. So I'm not quite sure why not, but the Shlomo Zalman wasn't happy about it. He left with the Tzorach Iyun. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, one more interesting shaila I saw is the shaila of, if you don't see, that's an important shaila. If you don't see the entire, we spoke about if it's clouded, and we said if it's see-through, then you can make a bracha. What if you don't see the entire moon, though? So let's say half the moon you see very clearly, but the other half the moon you don't see at all. So again, the shaila we discussed until now was the shaila of the clouds, and then we defined what kind of cloud is okay and what kind is not. Okay, now I'm assuming the cloud is not a good cloud. It's dark, but it's only covering half. So you're seeing half the moon you are seeing completely and you're seeing it clearly, and the other half you don't see at all. What would be the halacha then? That's very common. You are nene. Yeah, that's fine as well. It's fine, you can make a bracha. Which I think is very relevant when there is in bad weather conditions. It's very often the case. You often see people waiting for the full of honor. There's no need to wait for the full of honor. It doesn't matter if you only see if half is covered, half is not covered. You can just go for it. Yeah, that's what the Master Halacha. Okay, we covered this evening the halachas of the initial halachas of Bikis Lalavon of Ismano. We learned about the bracha being recited Shemamoy Bosh Chokim. We said you can only make the bracha by night, because that's when it shines and there's benefit from it. We learned that women don't make Kiddush Levona. And we learned also that it has to be a strong shine from the moon that in theory should be able to shine onto the floor. We spoke about different types of clouds. Some are problems, some are not. We spoke about any windows or glasses are fine. We learned that we discussed a blind person. Mishnah Berurah initially does say he can make Kiddush Levona because he's relying on others. Pialoch at the end paskins that he shouldn't make his own bracha. Okay, we'll talk more about the Zman of Kiddush Levona next week, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday. I wish you a very good Shabbos.